It's perhaps appropriate that the significant 200th post in 366 Web 2.0 should go to Postgres, since that's the site which is hosting this particular project. But it's also because Postgres is a particularly useful blogging tool. If you've never used it before, it's something that I encourage you to think about using with your students or for yourself. There's several reasons for that. Postgres really does make posting web posts as easy as it possibly could be. You can post on the web and type your post in and add pictures and do that kind of thing, but you can also post by email, which means that it's incredibly easy for other people to post to your Postgres space, as it's called, to the blog, and that can be students. All you need is the email address of the particular Postgres space that you've got, and then students just simply send their email to that address with the contents of the email containing the information that they want to post. And Postgres is quite intelligent in that if you stick a link into a photo which exists on the web, it will render that photo onto the blog post. If you stick a link into a YouTube video, it will turn that into an embedded YouTube video on the post when it appears on the Postgres space. So it's really helpful in that respect. So that's one reason. It makes life an awful lot simpler. But it also allows you to manage your account in such a way that you can change the degrees of visibility, and it gives you a degree of control as a teacher in terms of managing what is posted and when. So if we start from the beginning and you create your Postgres space, you can change the way that it looks and feels by choosing one of the built-in themes. If you're up to using CSS, then you can write your own theme or edit your own theme. You can choose who the members are and therefore the people who can post to your Postgres space. You can allow anybody to submit, but then choose to moderate any submissions. You can choose the degree to which people can comment on it. Either it can be everybody, nobody, or just specific users. You can choose the content that you submit and decide whether or not you want the media that you post to there to be available for downloading or not. So there's an awful lot of flexibility, which means that you're in control, but yet it's all still very easy. Postgres.